B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Let's go to Nikki. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nick.
Hey, Ant. How are you?
What's up, buddy?
Thanks for taking my call. So sure. I was, I'm a season ticket holder. I was down there on Tuesday, and I watched that game last night, which was painful. And what it made me remember was, you remember that old movie with Robert Redford, the baseball movie, The Natural?
Yeah.
And in The Natural, they hired that guy, the hypnotist, that's telling the team, losing is a disease. What it reminded me of is Al Horford is a pretty good shooter. And you put him on this team, and he caught the bug. He caught Tobias's bug. He couldn't hit anything last night either. Richardson is a decent shooter. He can't hit anything. It's like you get on the Sixers and you catch the I can't shoot disease. It's hard to watch.
Yeah, and here's the thing. If you have an open look, by all means, you can take it, right? Not all 68 attempts the last two weeks were opened, right?
Absolutely.
They weren't all open. They forced those threes. And when you're in transition, take the bucket.
Well, the other thing that drives me crazy about this team is when you're down there especially, you can see that they do things fundamentally wrong. Their picks, they either pick hard and foul someone, or they have this kind of amoeba pick where they don't pick anybody. They absolutely cannot defend the pick and roll. It's like a mystery to them.
Embiid,
in as a rim protector, they give up tons of teardrops and layups. I mean, Colin Sexton looked like all world on Tuesday. He could get to the rim at will with Embiid in there, and that's just defensive lack of discipline, and that probably goes back to the coach.
Yeah, I hear you. It's hard not to get frustrated. Like, I feel people's frustrations out there. Like, I get it. I understand why you guys are frustrated. I feel the same way. And I'm really just trying. I'm trying to give them the 30 games before I react. But how do you not react after these last two games?
No, I think it's not too early to see what they are. They can't shoot. And the bully ball thing, Jokic bullied Embiid. Embiid is he's a true bully. He can bully Karl Anthony Towns because he's lesser. But you get somebody who's a match for him. Tristan Thompson was not going to be bullied on Tuesday by
Embiid. Couldn't guard
Embiid. And Embiid started shooting a lot of threes.
Nah, but I disagree on that one. I mean, he had him all game. Well, he could score at will with Tristan Thompson. Tristan Thompson can't guard him.
Yeah, but he's not going down against him.
Oh, but again,
he's going out to the three-point line. He wants to drift out there.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I don't know if it's that, again, conditioning. He gets too tired.
Yeah, we've been through that a million times. You're right in that he needs to go down low. There are going to be times, and I said a million times, when he's got to stay up top because of conditioning and take a three. I'm fine with it. But, you know, he's not a guy that should be bullied by the Joker or anybody else. They need to they're bigger and stronger than any other starting five. That's what drives you insane. Let me get Stevie to Pocono. Talk a little birds. Stevie, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
What's up, Steve?
All right, I just wanted to call in, trying to chime in a little bit. I did want to talk about the birds. So I'm really not afraid of New England this week. You know, I think one of the things we have a heads up is I think a lot of the teams, they're almost like, they almost get beat before they even get in playing against them. It's like they get caught up in that whole mystique of playing, like, you know, the Patriots, you know. And but we don't have that because we beat them. You know, we beat them in the Super Bowl. And I think that's one thing that we have positive that we don't have to worry about. Not just that, but I think it's just the run game. Their weak, I'm not going to say weak, but their weak spot is that run game. And I really do believe that if we can run the ball, if we keep Brady off the field, you know, that we have a chance to really do something big. And I almost hope that Alshon Jeffrey almost doesn't play in this game, because what they're saying is that this Whiteside, you know, they're saying that he is Alshon's backup. So And they don't make it seem like the only way he's going to get into playing time is if Alshon doesn't play. So it stinks to see that that's the only way you can see the guy play. But, you know, I kind of would like to see, like, what do we have? Like, what do we have in Washington?
What kind of dog you know? Have?
What's that?
What kind of dog you have?
He's a red nose.
A red nose? Okay, what is that? A red nose.
He's a red nose pit bull.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Yeah, he's cool. He's a really, 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 really good dog.
That's a good polka nose type of dog.
Yeah. Can I say something real quick, though? Been heard the past couple of days, man, that really bothered me with Brian Westbrook. So, ever since he's been on this show, like, that I've seen twice this week, right? The show that Chris Carter got fired from. And, dude, he's been, like, riding the Cowboys, dude. It's crazy. The Eagles aren't a better team. The Cowboys are going to win this division. Question came up, and they're like, do you think the Eagles have a chance to get to the Super Bowl? Mangini's saying, yes, Mangini's giving us all this props, talking about how we went through all this adversity. We've had 48 games missed.
Do yourself a favor. Remember this, though, Stevie. Brian can't act like a cheerleader. If he really feels that the Cowboys are the better team, you got to allow him to feel that way and not and be honest with his opinion, right?
Right. Yeah, but you got to listen to it, man. He's like, I don't know. It just feels weird.
I haven't heard it. I haven't heard it. Thanks, buddy. I haven't heard it, but what's the show he's on?
It's First Things First. Remember Nick Wright?
Yeah,
Chris Carter is no longer on the program.
What happened to him?
I don't know. Apparently it was a heated dispute, but he is no longer there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's a Fox show.
Yes.
So it's Nick Wright and B. West?
I guess as of right now, I know B. West was once in a while, he would come in as a third chair.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, I don't watch these shows, but apparently he's been filling in.
Good for B. West. Listen, you got to be, look, I get it. You know, Eagle fans, we're Eagle fans. We want to hear positive. You have a former Eagle on there. But you got to allow him to be real. You got to keep it 100%.
Yes.
Right? You can't, don't be offended by that. Yeah, listen, B. West, he's you hear him here all the time. He loves the Eagles. But if he feels a certain way, you got to allow for it. If I'm going to be real with you guys, you know how I feel about Sunday. I'm hoping, like anything, that Andrew's right. But I don't feel good about it. And I keep thinking about Belichick coming off a bye after they get drilled. But you know where our hearts lie. All right. 6-1, got one open line. 610-632-0975. Live from Primo's Old City. Hanging out. Love it. How cold was it this past Saturday? Oof. Old man winter, snow, slush right around the corner. You got to do yourself a favor. Don't let winter catch you off guard. Get yourself the most trusted name in snow blowers on the market. That's Aaron's, the king of snow. Aaron's snow blowers, handcrafted in the USA. One of the only all-steel construction machines, powerful engines, that's not going to bog down in any condition, all right? As a family-owned company that's been building extremely reliable products since 1933, I trust Aaron's to throw snow better and farther than any other snow throwers out there. I mean, the Garrett Cole of snow throwers. Would you agree, Andrew?
I totally agree. That thing's getting whipped out 100 miles per hour.
Who's the dude that we used to hate? That he would come in. Who's the
Nick Vincent?
No, he started.
Neshek?
No. Long relief. He spot started.
Velasquez?
No.
Pavetta?
No.
He can't Any break member glass. Of the Philadelphia Phillies?
He can't break glass.
Oh, Eichhoff?
No.
He couldn't break glass either.
I know, but he's less of an arm than Eichhoff.
Cole Irvin.
Yes, thank you.
Sorry, I named six guys who suck.
That's why Aaron's got the arm. You can throw back when old man winter dishes out. Aaron's the king of snow. You'll sleep soundly knowing that your air and snowblower will clear out you out in no time. You won't get stuck in the driveway. And you can help the neighbors out, too. Do the right thing. Air and snowblowers, most reliable snowblowers made in the USA.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It is 11:23 live from Primo Hoagie's, 3rd and Mark, Old City. I love it here. I do. I love Old City. I love Center City, right? So like each part of Center City. I love to just walk around. Like I love that there's each part of this of Center City's charming. Has its own little charm to it. So in Old Cities, you know, a lot of good times I've had here.
I need you to show me around. You know what I'm saying? Like the good spots, the spots that you wouldn't just see on the internet.
Listen, yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, it's the Garth City is the best. It's so different, and it's got such a charm to it. It really does. I was just talking to Kate, our Philly PR girl. And we were talking about it because Kate's all tied into everything that happens in town. So I was talking to Kate and Jesse, who's our social media person. So we were going through her talking about the what's happening in town. So, in fact, you need to talk to those two, Chunas.
Figure some stuff out. There's a lot going on. They know everything.
They do. Right now, I'm just aggravated over them not Sixers not playing defense. Like, what is his style? Seriously.
Or going to the free throw line. You don't like that either.
Well, again, it's all part of the same thing. What's the style? What's their style of play? How many times have we said bully ball, built for 16? What does that mean? It's defense. It's go to the line. It's rebounding. That's how you're going to win. This nonsense. This style is so antithetical to what their skill sets are, right?
Yes, and it's a problem.
Look at their skill sets, you go, what are you doing?
And it's a problem. We did the math. 24% from behind the arc in the last two games against two bad teams. Well, fortunately, you won the first game, but you almost lost that one if Kevin Love hits the three.
And bro, listen, it's not just the shooting percentage, 24%. It's the fact that they shot 68 friggin' threes.
Yeah, they're not 4 for 16.
Are you
right?
Kidding? My God. By the way, the 11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. Hey, don't forget, each week we look for the caller of the week on the program, and our caller of the week is going to receive a $200 gift certificate to Golden Nugget Jewelers. We'll announce the caller of the week, in fact, every Friday at about 1:45. And last week, Aaron was the big winner. He won the $200 gift card to Golden Nugget Jewelers. And Stevie the Poconos is in the mix for this week. We'll put some more people in and some good stuff for you guys. And I don't want to lose Super Bowl because I'm aggravated. There's three things at play right now. A, man, this last 2 weeks with the young Flyers playing the way they're playing, you realize how much you miss good hockey. And 34 years ago, there was a tragedy in the Flyer family. It was Pelly died. Before you were born, Chunas, Pelly because I remember it. I was in high school, and I remember it was awful, awful. He was a great, great player, and we loved Pelly. And watching Carter Hart last night, you know, gives you hope that you have the next young goalie. So Flyers are in play, Sixers frustration in play, And of course, the Super Bowl. Because I was telling you, right before the Super Bowl, before we went to Minnesota, we did a show from Primo Hoagie's in Sicklerville. And all the guys, Big Nick was there, and Nicky Jr., and Eric, and all the guys in my Primo family were hanging around. And we were, you know, we were just going nuts over the Birds. And it was such a happy time. I want to kind of relive it through your eyes. Take us from that week through the game and then after with the celebration. Let's talk to Nick in Collinsville. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Nick A.
Gentlemen, first time caller to the Cuz radio program. So do I get a bell or something?
First time caller?
Well, I've been talking to you for 20 years. You, what? The initial Cuz radio, though. There's been many, you know, generations of Cuz radio. This is new Cuz radio, isn't it?
No, it's the same, but it's just, what? It's, okay. It's just a different package.
You know what I mean? It's the same beer, but different colors on the outside.
Yeah, it's just a little bit different name.
I love it. Listen, I love it.
Because it's not like, first of all, I feel funny. They wanted to, first of all, like, I'm uncomfortable with the idea of the Anthony Gargano show. All right. I don't know why, but it makes me uncomfortable. So it's a way I can just, causes everybody. It's not just me. So that's,
gotcha.
That's
it's brand loyalty. Yes, brand, you know, brand loyalty is very important in the market in business today. And my brand loyalty to you is 100 at all times.
Thank you.
You bro. Know, so, Sixers. Al Horford was off the other night, correct? Took the night off.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Embiid played. Yeah, two nights ago. Yeah. Yep. Embiid played. You know, because it was a back to back. So
and he was literally off or figuratively off last night. From with his shooting, yes.
Well, not only shooting, like, he looked slow in the lane. Now, I understand it's like, him posting up Vukovic is not good for him because, you know, Vuk is a very good inside player. And we had him. He's really prospered, in my opinion.
No, Vukovic's a good player. Good post player.
Right. But working around him on the outside, it just looked like he looked tired. He's one step behind. His cuts were slow. When he crashed the boards, he was late. So, I mean, you give him a day off, and he comes back, doesn't look good, okay? Then there's Tobias. When Ben had a couple days off, or a couple games off, because of his shoulder injury, Tobias looked lost. He looked lost when the season started, when Ben played the first couple games. He looks lost when Joel is in the lineup. He looks lost when he's out of the lineup. He looks lost out there. I don't understand. Like, what is? And I know what you said. I want to get in the break, the All Star break. But I'm thinking, you just came off of, you know, the preseason and the training camp, and I'm going, there should be like a resemblance of something that you're trying to do.
Which is bad is the style they're playing. It doesn't fit who they are.
It doesn't. Listen,
I understand Tobias. He's got the weight of the world on him with that contract, and he's trying to prove it, and he's trying to learn how to play with one another. Like, I get that. I give him a half a pass, but it's the style and what they're playing that makes it antithetical to who they are. They're not a team that can make threes. They can't shoot.
And tell me one player, and I have a name, and he's actually off the bench. Tell me one player that this year looks comfortable in this system.
Korkmaz?
Yes. He's the only guy that, like, he comes around the screen, you throw him the ball, and he pops, okay? And he looks comfortable doing it.
And he's playing too many minutes. Like, I get, like, he's trying to grow him as a player, but you're not winning with Korkmaz playing and making that. You're not winning that way. The only way this team can win is if they D up and they go to the line and they score off of runouts. That's the only way they're going to win, and that's how they're built. And they need to be true to that.
I agree, but the only reason why I brought up that point is because your sixth or seventh man is the only player year that looks comfortable. Now, listen, Mickey. I know Mikey Mitch likes hating on the Cork, but at the end of the day, the Cork is 100 times better than Rocco, and he's not JJR.
Well, they're different. Nicky, we got D-Gun, so great stuff as always, brother. And we'll address that in just a moment, but I can't keep my man waiting. Quick slants. Superstar, locker room maven from NBC Philly, D-Gun. D-Gun!
Wow, you are quite the wordsmith, my man. I have to give you that.
Thank you, brother. It was good to see you the other night.
I know, man.
in the lovely NBC Sports Philly studios, man.
I heard your voice, and I said to myself, I said, I can't leave without having a face-to-face with my man, Anthony. I only get to see you like twice a year.
Unfortunately, you're stuck with me. So you got a lot more. So give me your vibe for Sunday. Like, how are you vibing this week and for Sunday?
Yeah, you know what's funny, Anthony? In years past, when you look at a Patriots team, the mindset is, man, I don't know if the Eagles can handle this team. But this particular Patriots team, I'm not in fear of this Patriots team. When I look at them, you know, a few weeks ago, people were lauding them as possibly one of the greatest defenses in the history of pro football. When you look at the gaudy numbers they were putting up, and of course you look at who they were playing, and you go, wait a minute, they're playing bottom feeders. And then they play a team like Baltimore that can stand up to them. And Baltimore freight trained him in a run. You know, 210 yards rushing. They controlled the ball for 37 minutes. And they took it to the Patriots. And I believe with the Eagles, the way they've established the run, especially over the last couple of weeks against a good Bears run defense, a good Bills defensive team, if the Eagles can get their run game going, they can take this team. The Patriots get nothing from the tight end position. You know, Julian Edelman is your primary, and then all of a sudden James White, the running back, is your second receiver. So the Eagles can take this team if they play their game.
I think you're right. I mean, and you make a really good point about the Eagles being able to run over the Bears, being able to run on the Bills. The Bills, that's a really good defense. They ran on the Packers on a short week. They were able to do that. I think you're right about that. I really do. Now, you know, it's going to be interesting defensively. Can they stop them? Now, you're right. No Gronk, and they're missing their outside thrill, their outside threat that they used to have with Josh Gordon. It kills me. What happens when they're 3rd and 4, and you know he's getting the? They're going to run a little rub. And he's going to leak out of the backfield, and James White is going to catch the first down. And that's they got to have Malcolm on him, and they got to stop that.
I don't think you're going to stop everything the Patriots are going to do, but I do think the Eagles can stop them enough and give themselves a shot at retaliating. And again, it goes back to one of the things I initially said. If you control the clock for 6, 7, 8 minute drives, that guy Brady's not on the field. Yeah. I mean, if you look at 4 of the Ravens' scoring drives, they were 14 plays, 13 plays, 7 minutes, 8 minute drives.
Yeah.
Tom Brady's not getting on the field. If the Eagles can consume the clock, control the clock, don't turn the ball over, you know, because the Patriots are one of the best they're the best turnover team in the NFL. Don't turn the ball over. You got a fighting chance against this team. And I like the matchup across the board. I like the Eagles' run game against their run defense. The fact that the Patriots are limited in offensive weapons. I think the Eagles is as inconsistent as they are in the pass game. You know what? Let Brady dink and dunk his way down the field. Just don't give up the big shot to Philip Dorsett. You know, don't give up that 30, 40 yard shot.
Yeah, you're dead right. And you wonder what Brady's got left going down the field, because that's kind of the first thing that goes. You watch Breeze, and he can't get it down the field like he used to. Well, everything him is all short to intermediate that goes. He doesn't throw it in the air like that. And Brady's kind of slowed down that way as well. So I'm with you. I think that's the recipe. The only thing that really scares me, and this is what makes me kind of feel a little, well, why I'm afraid, truthfully, is Belichick. I saw his face, right? And the Ravens are running up and down the field on him. And they're playing assignment football, right?
Yep,
and
absolutely.
They're out of position. And I'm looking at his face, and I'm seeing the anger. And then I see a bye week. And that's the only thing that really worries me, is that he's going to cook something up.
I agree with you 100%. I think Belichick is the best in the history of pro football at making game-to-game adjustments. and fixing problems, whatever they may be, offensively or defensively. I think he's one the best who's ever done it. So you're right in that regard. What does he have brewing in the lab to try to rattle Carson Wentz?
Yeah.
Because Stephon Gilmore is one of the best cover corners in the game. So whoever he's covering is going to have a long day. You know, Jamie Collins is good. Van Noy is good. McCourty's good. So you know they're dialing up something. How will Doug Peterson and Mike Groh and Carson Wentz counter with whatever Belichick's, you know, brewing up in the lab? That remains to be seen. But when you just look at personnel versus personnel, situation versus situation, I think I like this Eagles matchup with them more so than any other time I can think of in recent years.
Deegan, let me ask you, Alshon, you going to play? What's his deal?
I don't know, man. It's a well-kept secret right now in terms of where he is health-wise. And you know, he really hasn't been the Alshon of 2017, but they need him on the field. You know, I understand you bring back a Jordan Matthews, and Jordan Matthews is not a blazer, but at least he's a sure-handed guy. And he was always a favorite of Carson the previous two times he was here. But I do think you need Alshon out there, just to add a little bit more diversity in what you're trying to do with this offense. But, it's a big mystery right now in terms of what, Alshon's availability is going to be. You know, our Thega Whiteside, I hate to say it. I don't know how much he can give you. I don't know why he hasn't been able to contribute more. And Doug Peterson and Mike Groh week in and week out have, you know, talked about, yeah, we've got to work them in the offense more, meaning him and Mac Hollins, and it still doesn't happen. So I'm not counting on Mac Hollins or Whiteside to give you much of anything if Alshon's not there, which means you're going to have to lean heavily, even more so on the likes of Ertz, Goddard, and Miles Sanders coming in, as well as Jordan Howard.
Yeah,
to get what you need.
Yeah, if I'm Belichick, I put Gilmore on Ertz. And,
oh, that's no question.
And you man up the Eagles receiver, because we're not going to hurt you.
No, because I don't think the Eagles have anybody on the outside that can do a lot of damage against this pass secondary. So you're right. And they like to move Gilmore around. You're right. I'd man up him. Most teams have been doubling Ertz. Mm-hmm. Where they got Gilmore, you don't have to double up Ertz.
Exactly. All right, I got one last question for you. I want you to close your eyes.
Okay.
And I want you to, in your mind's eye, describe what you see when I say the moment of the Super Bowl, either before, during, after, that first comes to mind. Describe with the picture in your mind's eye.
I would have to say, soon as the game's over, confetti's falling, and I'm down on the field, and I see players crying, tears streaming of joy.
Who do you see?
Oh my goodness! It's a Kelce. It's you know, for so many
That's
years
awesome.
Of frustration and doubt, and so many people counted this team out against the Minnesotas and the Atlantas, and nobody thought they would get to that Super Bowl when you consider the volume of injuries that they had, and they rallied around the dog mask, the underdog mentality. And all the emotions just flowed freely when that final gun sounded and the Philadelphia Eagles were the Super Bowl champion. It sent chills up your spine, man. Well, it's one thing to watch it on TV, as you know, and experience from that aspect. But when you were there and you're down on the field and you're talking to the Jeffrey Lurie's and the Howie Rosemans and all these players who have endured so many darts thrown their way, so much frustration along the way, and for them to overcome all the odds and quiet all the doubters, man, that was one of the most euphoric experiences.
You're living with these people for years and years
Every
and years.
Week. Yeah.
Right. And so you see, you finally see it come to fruition. And you're living it through through every day being with everyone. And I'm living it through these people that have waited their whole lives and, are summoning their departed, deceased relatives.
No question.
You know, and it's really what stands out the most is the human element. And that's a beautiful Beautiful answer, because that's a great, great memory that you have, D-Gun.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And you know what? You know what? It wasn't just for that particular team. It was for the teams under Buddy Ryan. The people thought might do something and never did. It was for the Andy Reid teams that went to five conference championships and never fulfilled that dream. You know, it was for the players who thought Chip Kelly, the Wonder Boy, was going to come in here after that first year and lead them to the promised land, and it never happened. So it was for a whole bunch of decades worth of players and fans who had to endure that misery, man. And everything just flowed. It's like the dam was finally able to burst.
That's beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. Well said. Eloquent, D-Gun. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you, bro. I'm just trying to be like you when I grow up.
Thanks, buddy. Take it easy, my man. D-Gun, NBC Philly. He's the man. Appreciate it. All right, we'll come back and back to your phone calls in just a moment. I do want to tell you about Parks Casino and Sportsbook, the home team right here in the Delaware Valley. My sportsbook of choice, home of Cousins Corner, the Birds, back from the bye week, and so is New England. Yes, New England looking to rebound after its first loss of the season, losing to Baltimore. They're 8-1. All right, so here's the deal. Our squad, the home team, plus 3.5 at Parks. If you want the money line, plus 107. So you get a little bang. Eagles went outright. You get a little plus money. The total's 44.5. All right. You know, I kind of like the over. I lean over here. Then in college football, Penn State 8-2, looking to rebound after that loss to Minnesota, which was heart-wrenching, and I still feel bad for Mikey Miss. They're 14.5-point favorites over Indiana. Bet with the best. I do not like them. Not coming off. When you lose a game like that, your first loss, it's hard the next week to go play. Bet with the best, the home team at Parks Casino Sportsbook. Download the app or visit parkscasino.com/PA. Use promo code GREEN for up to $500 risk-free bet. Yep, see website for terms and conditions. Parks Casino and Sportsbook, bet with the best. Got to be 21 in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. Live from the Primo Hoagies, Old City, Third and Market. They got to have it done up for Christmas.
Already?
Yeah. See, like, you can't. I like the Christmas decorations. Like, I enjoy the holiday cheer.
Yeah, I like the decorations.
Like, to me,
after Thanksgiving.
I knew you were going to say that. I'm good November. Like, anytime November, I'm good. Like, the second week of November, I'm good. You want to lay it all out? It's all one and the same anyway. Thanksgiving bleeds into Christmas anyway.
Yeah.
Big deal. Were you a hater?
No, I'm not a hater.
I hate the people who hate on the decorations.
I'm not really a guy who goes to the mall really quite often, but if I went to the mall today, I know there'd be...
like a mall guy to you?
No, I'm just saying, I know there'd be playing Christmas music right now.
In fact, I don't think I've ever been to a mall that I wasn't doing a show. We used to do a show from one of them years ago. You can't hate on the decor when the lights.
It's just a little too early. I still got the Halloween stuff in my house.
Yeah.
Well, is that too outdated?
Nah, it's actually, truth be told, I agree with you. I got that issue as well. By the way, for that deal of the week, enjoy one flatbread, one appetizer, two entrees, two desserts for just $49 at Harvest Season Grill and Wine Bar. Purchase this experience now through Sunday, November 17th. at 975thefanatic.com. All right, bro, what's the poll of the day, my man?
The poll of the day, of course, you can find it on our Twitter account at 975middays. The question, how do you feel when you hear Brett Brown say that they will have things figured out by the end of 2019? And I made sure to mention that's 25 more games until this year is over.
Yeah.
Right now, the leading vote getter is really close in all of them. 39% say that scares me a bit. 32% say they won't figure it out.
Yeah.
And just 29% say I believe him.
All right. Poll of the day. We'll continue. We'll keep an eye on it. Brought to you by Marvin E. Cans Heating, Air Conditioning, Duct Cleaning. Got to call wife. Cans can warm her up with special finance rebates up to $1,925 on a new heating system. Visit MarvinEcans.com for an estimate. Back to the phones we go. Chris Broussard from Fox, a buddy of mine, is going to join us at noon. Let's go to Kevin in the KOP. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Kev?
Hey, what's up? Just another day in Brett Brown Town. listen, I'm sorry. I have to go off about this.
Go ahead.
Can I? Listen.
Yeah, please. Go ahead.
First and foremost, the rotation is pretty simple, Brett. It's Stiebel, it's Scott, it's Ennis, and it's Trey Burke. Those are your four first guys coming off the bench. It's really not that complex. I don't get what the Korkmaz can play a few minutes if you want to. Other than that, and O'Quinn can get some backup center minutes. That's it. It's not everybody coming into the season saw the rotation for what it was.
Uh-huh.
And what I really see when I'm watching this team is I see a GM who put a plan together, a team together, to play one style, and I see him having a coach who wants to play European style, which is what Brett wants to do offensively. He wants to play Euro ball.
Which,
with Ben, it makes sense. And in the regular season, I could actually see, but this team is built, like you said, for 16. Why are we not getting ready to play the style we're going to play in the postseason? I get you all, it's been out. But also, I just think.
Real quick, just to add fuel to your fire, Kev, because I agree with you. How about attacking the rim and going to the line?
It's ridiculous. Ben
he shot 68 threes.
Ben should
that's
get 12
insane.
A game. Ben should get 12 free throws a game by himself.
I agree.
Alone.
And
the other thing about this is, if you look historically, and this is my thing that Elton's going to have to eventually look at and decide if this is the guy who he wants to, because this is Elton's vision, so he's got to decide if Brett's the guy that's going to get it done. Or if he needs, because there's other coaches out there that honestly fit the style better. Thibodeau could come in here and his style fits this roster better. It just does. So, and honestly, if you look historically at the NBA, the Popovich-Duncan thing, it's not the norm. Usually, you get the grower, who I think Brett is a grower. He grows the guy like Doug Collins with Jordan and Pippen. You know, there's historically, you can just look down it. There's the grower, and then you bring in the new voice where the franchise guys go, okay, new voice, we got to listen. This is how we're going to win the championship. And maybe that's what Ben and Joel need. Maybe they need.
That's going to happen at the end, right? Like, after this season, it's going to play out one way or the other for them, right? Either they're going to win, get to the finals, or if it's a failure, then, you know, they'll have to replace them. I mean, that's what it is. Hey, let me ask you real quick, Kev. Temple, Tulane, Saturday, you in?
I got
tickets for you, babe. Hold on.
I'm ready. I'm.
You got it. Hold on, pal. Temple, Tulane. We're a real good game Saturday, noon, Lincoln Financial Field, sponsored by Vantage. Bring a canned food out to the game. Save $5 on tickets. Visit owlsticks.com. No, I mean, everything he said was dead right. Before I get to Chris, I gotta get Rich up here. Rich poses the question, who's better, Sixers or Flyers? And it's a valid question right now.
Hey, my man. Long time no talk. How's it going, buddy?
What's up, my man? What are you doing, brother?
God, I saw you two summers ago at the Trop. I'm just too busy. I can't get to you, buddy. How's it going?
I know, man. Good for you, brother. Good for you.
Yeah, here's a question that I didn't think I was going to ask you a month ago.
Anyway, listen, I'm writing a book, Launch Angles and Load Management, after I write Interleague Play and Shootout. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. By the way, Carter Hart does show flashes of staying on his head once in a while. I like, could you have a better name for Flyers hockey than Carter Hart?
I know, right? He's a perfect. He's the perfect goalie.
Absolutely. And then, real quick, you know, I listen a lot. You know that, and I hear these people that always talk about Carson Wentz and Foles. Why don't people get it that the Eagles organization?
Wait, do me a favor, baby. Yeah. Listen, I need you to hold on because I can't keep Chris waiting. So go do on. Me a favor. Hold on, and I will get back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.